right, okay. Dear Scott time. Let's go for it. These are... What, am I distracting you at all?
No, I'm just having to keep an eye on the UEFA Champions League draw at the same time as looking at you and talking to you.
All right.
Is that the vinegar lady, that one?
That's Michelle Vinegar. Yeah, she's
quite pretty.
She is, isn't she? Very pretty.
Would she get it?
She would definitely get a glass of wine. I will buy her a glass of wine, yeah.
Right,
it's
okay.
Very exciting, isn't
okay,
it?
If you could just divert your way away from Sky Sports News for a second. And it's time to do your texts and emails. This is the correspondence that you send in every week. We get hundreds of them. And we get the posh lady from Radio 4 to read them out. Here's the first one that we got this week.
Dear Scott, someone told me Scott is the most popular name in Scotland. Is that true? Salon Lay.
What? I've got no idea whether Scott's the most popular name in Scotland. You'd think it would be quite popular.
Would you? Why?
Because it's got Scott in it.
Right, okay.
The world should revolve around me.
Yeah. Mm. Becky's done some research, because on the screen in front of me are the most popular names in Scotland 2007.
And?
The most popular name is Sophie.
Oh.
For girls, yes. No. And for boys, Lewis.
Oh.
Scott. Can't see isn't on there at all.
No,
in the
not
top
in
20.
The top 20.
So there's your answer. Maybe it's too obvious for them. So, no, it's not the most popular name in Scotland. Next.
Hey, Scott. It's my birthday soon, and because I'm such a big fan of you, I want to go to one of your gigs, Smiley.
Oh, God. Okay.
I don't know where to find information, so could you please help and email the dates, please? Thank you, Scott. That'd be amazing work. Kirsty, lots of X's.
Mm-hmm. So is this you?
No, it's not me.
What, sure?
So I can just read out my gig dates on the radio?
Are you sure this isn't you?
No, it's not me.
Especially in light of the conversation we've just had off air. Are you sure this isn't you?
It's not me, no.
So when can we catch you out
and
about?
Yeah, please tell us. When's your next gig, Scott?
It depends where she lives, doesn't it? Because I'm all over.
Yeah, so where's your next one?
The next one is at the university in Edinburgh.
Right, and when would that be?
Actually, that's not true. There's one before that, which is not this weekend, the weekend after, right. On the 6th. Yeah. And that's at Cardiff Pride.
Right, okay. Yeah. So that's Wales and Scotland sorted. Yeah. When's your next England gig?
I can't tell you. Do you want me to tell you? I've got
diary. The diary's coming out. I thought your PA did stuff like this.
No, I do it all myself. God, this is really interesting, isn't it?
Well, you emailed yourself, so you could plug it.
Yeah. I thought you'd read a list ready.
I'd have thought, knowing that you'd emailed yourself to get the Radio 4 lady to read it out, you would know when your DJ gigs were. Do you want me to fill it by saying who the English sides have got so far in the Champions League? Chelsea are in the same group as Roma, Liverpool in the same group as PSV Eindhoven, Manchester United in with Villarreal, and Arsenal are in with Porto so far.
Edinburgh Uni, the 20th of September, Birmingham, 26th of September.
Excellent.
That was worth it.
Yeah, it really was. Next.
Name, Jenny. Message, hey there, Scott. I live in Guernsey and can't text using the short code. Any idea which number us non-mainlanders should use to get in touch? Cheers, Jenny. Really happy smiley.
Actually, I know that a lot of people in Channel Islands do listen to Radio 1 and they can't text us. So, what you need to do is go to Radio 1 online, then click on help on the left-hand side, and then frequently asked questions, and your answer is on there, okay? So, online... Click on help on the left-hand side, then FAQs, and that'll tell you how you can text if you're in Jersey, Guernsey, or wherever. Next.
Hi, Scott. Isn't it great news Mel C is pregnant? Are you feeling broody?
No.
But it is great news.
It's brilliant news, but no.
Beck, planning kids anytime soon?
No.
No kids for you?
No.
Okay.
Lorna from Stratford.
Thanks, that's Lorna. It? Well, that's that one then.
Answered.
Oh, that's from Lorna from Stratford. I was thinking that was then asking whether we thought Lorna from Stratford would have any kids soon.
Next.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to ask you to get out of my dreams.
Oh, it sounds like a song.
But what would you get into if you weren't got out of her dreams?
I can't remember.
Okay, so I normally fall asleep listening to your podcast. Don't ask me why. I just do. Anyway, last night you were in my dream. Well, more like an odd nightmare.
Oh, cheers.
Basically, I'm just going into year 11, so I don't get my GCSE results for the modules I've taken so far when they come out. I have to wait till after work experience, and will probably get them on the 12th of September at the earliest. Now, last night in my dream, I was in school in a lesson. Then you walked in and sat at a table in the corner. All my friends near me moved to you and left me on my own.
Soz.
Then we were given our results in little envelopes. Most people opened theirs, but I couldn't work out how to open it. Then you walked over, stole my envelope, and ran out of the room squealing like a yappy dog and laughing to yourself.
Sounds about right so far.
You're so mean. First you stole my friends, then my envelope. I have odd dreams. Can you try to stay out of them? Cheers. Love you, even though you stole my envelope. Natasha, XXX.
Sounds like a bit like Jermaine of Summer Heights High. I nicked all your friends and stole your envelope. Yeah, sorry about that. There's nothing really I can do about that apart from maybe listen to the podcast when you're fully conscious and not when you're about to go to
drifting
sleep.
Drifting off, yeah.
Don't do that because, as we've discussed before, it only leads to bad things. Mm. It's like when you fall asleep with Sky News on. Oh, my God. All sorts of weird stuff happens in your dreams. Next.
Dear Scott, I have enjoyed the posh Radio 4 lady reading out your letters and find the way she says smiley especially pleasing.
Right, this is her blatantly texting into herself.
Again.
I was wondering, though, how she would say some of the other faces, like, I have an outie. I am confused. I am ambivalent while wearing glasses. Or it might be, I am Bert off of Sesame Street. Not too sure about that one.
What?
Please could you ask her if she would read them out on air for me? Love the show, Matt Darby, XX, smiley.
Excellent. Thank you for your correspondence, everybody. Quite random this week. We've got some more coming up after 6:30. Anything you want to ask
us? Would that be like, please, Scott, I love seeing you on television. What upcoming TV appearances have you got?
Anything you want to ask, 81199, or send me an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Thanks.
Radio 1.